In Parakfeis, we're up to Mishnah Yud Gimel. Rabbi Shimon Aimer. Rabbi Shimon gives his points. They're over here. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Havi Zoyer b'Kriya Shema u'b'Tfila. The first one's easy. Be careful with Kriya Shema and with Shemayin Esrei. I guess you should be careful with everything. But these are things that we do on a regular basis, and they become routine. See, Shimon is saying, Havi Zoyer, be careful with Kriya Shema and Shemayin Esrei. We should have learned this right before Maariv instead of right after Maariv. By the time we get to tomorrow, this will be forgotten. Maybe not. I don't know. Number two, Kshaat Mispalel Atas Tfiloscha Kiva Elarachmin V'Tachnun Mosei Hamokim. Now, the simple meaning, and Rechaim V'Lajim will have a different meaning explanation, but the simple meaning is when you daven, Atas Tfiloscha Kiva. Don't let your davening be a matter of routine. Elarachmin V'Tachnun Mosei Hamokim. See it as an opportunity to request from the Rabbi Nishalaylam, and not something you just do because we do it all the time. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Chanu v'rachem hu erachapayim v'rav chesed v'nicham al hara. It says Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal Rachmanus, who holds his anger, and in his kindness he steps back from punishment. That's his second thing. So the first two are related. The first is to be careful with Shema and Shemana Esrei. And the second is more specifically to not let it become routine, to see it as an opportunity to request from Hashem. The last, which seems to have no connection, is Va'altihi Rasha Bifnei Atzmacha. A very important idea. Altihi Rasha Bifnei Atzmacha. Don't see yourself as a Rasha. There are people who give up on themselves and they feel it's hopeless. Or perhaps it's connected to davening because it's specifically so. That we get so used to davening, just a routine davening, that we become a Rosh Bifnei Atzmacha, we sort of give up on having kavanah and davening. So don't give up. Don't give up. As you know, last week I was at the Kaisel for Mincha. I was there in Yisrael, there was no chakras, and I was there just a Mincha and a Marib. So I landed at 10 a.m. and I took off at 1 a.m. But the Mincha at the Kaisel, the whole trip was worth it. When I go to the Kaisel, I feel a connection, I have a wonderful Mincha. And then a day later, I was back in Yeshiva davening Mincha. I was wondering why I couldn't do the same thing in Yeshiva that I do at the Kaisel. I guess in a way it's good. Being at the Kaisel means something to me. But on the other hand, I don't know why I can't do the same thing I do at the Kaisel in Yeshiva. I don't know. No, it's not an answer. It's just, in one place it's routine. Maybe if I daven at the Kaisel every day, I would struggle there too. I don't know. I like to think not, but probably. Let's see how Chaim Elazar explains this Mishnah. The first piece, to be careful, Kriya Shema Tefillah, he has no comment on. He starts, Kisha'ata Mispalel. Now he makes a point, it's a little strange. He says, Kisha'ata, when you daven, don't make your davening routine. What does it mean, when you daven? We daven all the time. Kisha'at, it should just say, don't make your davening routine. So he explains, we don't know what's going on when we stand and daven. One of the miracles of nature is that even though when we daven with daydreaming, our heads bow by moedim on their own. Now that has to be a miraculous thing, that when we get to moedim, our heads bow. Now he makes this comment on his own. This is actually a Yerushalmi. I believe it's definitely one of the great Amiraim. I believe it's Shmuel who said, "Nagzik toivol arishenu." We should thank our heads that when we get to Maidim, it bows by itself. Actually, our slachlanus clap by themselves too. But it's earlier in the davening, right? So I remember a Pam used to quote this Yerushalmi. He used to give me chizik that such a great person like Shmuel could say such a thing, so, you know, there's hope for me, in my davening as well. He says, "V'mkein ein adam mispalel." Most of the time you daven, it's not the intellect of a human being that's davening. Rak basar haguf, ashuka peger muvas. It's just, a body that's davening. You know, there's some flesh and bone that's davening. The brain is thinking of something else. L'za'amar, gam atot tispalel. you should also be done. Kishatam is foul. I said, well, you daven all the time. You don't daven all the time. Most of the time, it's your body that's davening. But it should be atam is foul. Now listen to how he translates this, a real Litvish uptight. He's saying, when you have a good davening, he teaches, don't think davening is everything. The main thing is learning. The main thing is sitting and learning. And not that the main thing is davening. So, when you have a good davening, don't be satisfied. Because it doesn't come to a good seder in learning. In my print, they bring here on the bottom that Rav Chaim Volozhin said, "Shekol tefilosai me'oidai." All of his prayers from the time he was born, hayanoi saying he would trade it avur din echad b'chudish me'agamara, to be able to say one good chiddush in the Gemara. So the davening doesn't come to learning. Because he's translating Kishatam Mispal, even when you daven. Al Tas Tvilosa Kiva. Don't think your tvila is the kvius of a person, is the main aspect of a person.
That's his,
the permanence, or the primary thing. The Rav Chanan Wasserman quotes the Chafetz Chaim as saying that the Yetzirah is happy. We should daven a whole day, fast the whole day. Abinish learning, just we shouldn't learn. That's what he said. So I once asked Rav Palm, if so, why are we saying so much slichis on the days of slichis and on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? We should be learning a whole day. So as I recall, what Rav Palm said was that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the avoda is to be part of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. The whole tzibur of Klal Yisrael is capable of davening. Not even Klal Yisrael is capable of learning a whole day. So we step back and we sort of make ourselves part of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael and we go to learn. He did tell me that on Tisha B'Av, it will be kedai to be mamayit and kinna in saying kinnis and spending time learning. But he said that doesn't apply to a Rav. A Rav has to run the shalom shul. But otherwise, the ikur is the learning more so than the davening. Well, they have to daven. You should daven a good davening. Next, Lefnei Amakim Baruch Hu. It says in the Mishnah that Elarachmin V'Sachnunim Lefnei Hamakim. When you daven, you're davening in front of God. Now it uses the Lashon Makim, or place, for God. So the question is what the word Makim means. Now this is usually spoken about in an Oval's house, where they say Hamakim Yenachim Eschem Meser Shav Elisim Yerushalayim. So people ask, why does it say Makim? So my answer is that they wanted to give people something to talk about when you visit a novel. So you say, Mokim, what do you say? Hashem's name. You pronounce Hashem's name, you know how to pronounce. You say, Mokim, Yenachim is. But Rechai Velazhin here explains the idea of Mokim. He says the following. And I'd like to read the words and explain really the depth of what he's saying. God is called Mokim. Yira di islay le barnash le mitchel kamei mare. A person should have fear of God, mare, of his creator. Begin the iu rav, visholet ikra, vishirsha de chol olmin. Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu is great. Visholet ikra, vishirsha de chol olmin. And he is the root and the source of everything, ratzalaymer. What does that mean? Shehu seivel umekel kol almin, kamei hamakim shesevel davar hamuna chalav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, I'm not sure what the right word for soivel in English is. He endures, or he is willing to endure, just like a place holds that which is in it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, holds, contains the world, no matter what goes on there. Even though things that go on there don't make it worth continuing. Person's tefillah is accepted when he puts his hand, his soul in his hand. He sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu as kaviyachol, enduring or being saival, the person. And here I'd like to explain a little bit about what this is about. I told you when we started that the Ruach Chaim is written by Ruach Chaim Volozhin, a great degree is a response to the Tanya and to the Chassidish Sfarim of his time, which spread a little bit about the Shittus of Chassidus in the world. Shittus Chassidus, I don't mean Satmar above it, I mean the certain Shittus of Chassidus that were, according to the Gra, inaccurate. And one of the most famous, the Gra is said to have held that there are two ideas in the Tanya that are apikorsis, the Sefer HaTanya. And one of them was the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. The idea that we're used to it, we grow up, that Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere. You know, Uncle Moshe, I always say Paskin like the Tanya, not like the Gra. The Gra held that the concept of Tzimtzum, the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is able to be mitzamtzim, his presence, means that there are places in which God is not found, so to speak. Baruch kavod Hashem in mekaymai. Hashem's kavod is found in his place. Wherever there's gilui shem Hashem, there can't be evil. There can't be averis. And if there are places where averis exists or evil exists, it's because of this idea of tzimtzum, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu withholding his presence. Now, what exactly, now that seems to be the machlokes between Malay Chol Aretz Kavaydai, what some Alachim say, Kadesh Kadesh Hashem Tzimakis Malay Chol Aretz Kavaydai, and the idea of Baruch Kavayd Hashem Im Kaimai, and there's a tape on it from many years ago that I spoke about this idea. But the point I want to make here is that when you say Hashem is called Makaim, you would say, those who follow the sheet of the Baal HaTanya would hold, because the Kadesh Baruch Hu is everywhere, he's Makaim HaShalaylam. Less asar the pani mine, that's the language. The Baal HaTanya sheet is less asar the pani, there's no place empty of God. And here he's saying that that's not what mokim means. Mokim is the reverse. Hashem is soivel. Hashem endures evil things that take place. Hashem doesn't prevent it from happening. But not that Hashem is, so to speak, space. Hashem is everywhere. That's the idea. Machlokes, whatever it is, that's the idea of Ruach Chaim Volozhin here.
So the idea that you have to have a hunger with yourself no matter where you are, even if you're in the bathroom or wherever, you know, that Hashem is everywhere, so you have to, you know, be careful.
So the Shita of the Gra is, where is Hashem? Wherever you let him in. Which is a quote of the Kotzke. He was Chassidisha, but he broke with, to a great degree, with a lot of Chassidisha Shitas. So he's famous to have said that, yes, the Rav and Abaye and the Gemara, where's God? So one pointed to the roof and one pointed to the skies. He said if they had asked him, he'd say, where is God? Wherever you let him in. When you let God in, that's where God is. If you let God in, then evil can't take place, and then averis don't take place. And that's the avoda that Rav Miller was famous
for.
Let God in. That's very good. Let God in, and you'll feel nechama. If you don't feel God, then you don't feel nechama. If you feel the Rebbeinu Shlomo, it fits in very nicely. So that's the that's this idea of hamakim.
Very nice.
Fit into
what hamakim means.
He said, just like space contains what's in it. Kaviyachal, Kadosh Baruch Hu contains whatever's there. He allows whatever's there to continue. And even though Kaviyachal, it's not Kadosh Baruch Hu's choice that it continue, he's Saivel. To be Saivel, I don't have a good word for it in English. To endure is maybe a poor word.
Because we say Nanimam and Hasovel Ayim Arichaf, don't we?
No, we say Saivel Ayim and Nanimam. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is when you save something, it means someone puts you down, and you just continue smiling. That to be save something, is to continue despite it, to not react despite it. Okay.
With his rishus,
with his evil, that means there's a void, there's a halal. Chilul Hashem, the word halal, refers along these lines. Says the word Chilul Hashem means a vacuum. It's a place where Kaviyachol God restricts his presence. That's what Tzimtzum means. Tzimtzum is usually translated as restriction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his greatness could create a place where which is devoid of his presence.
That's where Chalal Meat's coming, huh?
What?
That's where Chalal Meat's coming.
Chalal Meat comes from. Okay, good. Saival Malamayim Yisarim, yeah. A Saival, you look at translation, a Saival HaKoyal is Malamayim Yisarim. Now, Nichtam Elio tried to find middle ground to say that the Baal Tanya and the Gra weren't arguing, that they had different, they really had a middle opinion, and he has a long arichus and a number of letters on the idea to find middle ground between the two shitas. I once was sitting at Simcha with Rav Matisyahu Solomon, should be well, and I asked him if the Michtam Eliyahu's shita is really accepted by either side, either by the Baal Tanya side or by the side of the Talmidei Agra. He smiled. He, you know, he comes from England. He knew Rav Elia Dessler. He said, "Ah, Rav Elia tried to make shalom between everybody." And there was machlokes. He said there was machlokes. And the Rav Schwab, without quoting the Gra de Baal Tanya, Rav Schwab and his Pirish on the Siddur, on the first bracha of Kriya Shema, explains the two shitas. If you want to have a place where it's explained a bit topically, but not in great depth, but it's explained intelligently, that's a place you could look. It's a place to see. Okay, the last part is Al Tihi Rasha Bifnei Atzmacha. Ratza Loimer. Shalai Tispal Biyichidus Bifnei Atzmacha. Again, a very unique touch. Don't be a Rasha by davening on your own. I tell Reb Chaim Volozhin, it tries always to make all three things fit in every Mishnah. The first two have to do with davening. The third thing is don't be a Rasha in your own eyes. He says, no, it means don't daven Biyichidus. Al Tihi Rasha. Don't be a Rasha Bifnei Atzmacha by davening Biyichidus. It could be you'll be a Rasha. Why? I mean, it could be. If you daven b'yichidus and you daven with great fear, mesiras nefesh, so you're not a Rasha. But im lav tefilasei nitches labar. If not, if you daven one of our weak shemayne esrus b'yichidus, it's uncommon that someone davens with great eimon yira. Aval imat tzibur, when you daven with a shul, with a minyan, avshalai tefilasi kolkaf mekavana shleima, even his kavana is not so great, im kolzeh ein on the meses, nevertheless, the tefillah is accepted. K'may shamru b'zeir HaKadosh, pona el tefilas ha'arar, v'loi boza es tefilasam. Now he translates the pasuk as follows. Ki aror pirusha yichidi. When you daven as one person, pona el tefilas ha'arar, Hashem looks, examines your tefillah to see if it's good. You take an esrog, you examine it. So Hashem takes your tefillah and he looks if it has any holes in it. Kamei aror barava ratzalaimer shetfilas yachid painim oisa al kol tzad. A tefillah of a yachid, Hashem examines it bedigduk carefully v'chipus. Bechal oilam va'oilam derech aliyos. As the tefillah goes up, it's checked. Imiru yalal leisim lav chas v'shalom. It's right to go up before the kisei hakavod. Aval loibaza es tefillah sam. If it's a rabbin's tefillah, vaslami tefillah tzibur. Afim ein ruyal kol kach lalos. Emidagdi kemaleh kol kach b'schus tzibur. Vein in the meses hakaponim. A tzibur's davening is accepted. Now, of course, the best thing is to daven b'tzibur and to have kavana in the whole davening.
But somebody in tzibur has to have kavana.
Well, we hope that between all of us, you have kavanah a few brachas. I have kavanah a few brachas, and we could patch together a good davening. V'omer have a zoy b'kriya shema v'tfilah. Now it goes back to the beginning. L'spal imat tzibur. What does it mean? Be careful with shema and shemayne esrei. It means to daven with a tzibur. V'alti v'leiti rasha b'fnei atzvacha l'froish minat tzibur, and don't be separate yourself from the tzibur. B'gemara mefarish b'kam upon him. Hefresh between tefilas yachid and tefilas rabbin. Many differences between tefilas yachid and tefilas rabbin. Now I guess it was punchline. V'zeh sh'amar ha'kosev, ad masai otzel tishkav, pasuk in Mishlei. For how long does the lazy man stay in bed? Now listen to his twist on this. The pasukim in Mishlei talk about lazy people staying in bed. It's against it, not for it. It's takes a position against staying in bed in the morning. What is the Siba? In the Pele Yayitz, he has a piece on getting up in the morning. He says, why can't people get up? So the reason is because they don't go to bed on time. They don't go to bed right, so you don't get up right. It's an amazing thing that there are two signs of depression. You can't go to sleep at night, and you can't get up in the morning. And why is it that depressed people fall asleep early at night, and depressed people wake up early in the morning? It's a funny thing. Depressed people stay up late, can't fall asleep, and sleep late. Because the opposite of what the neshama wants, a depressed person, is an otzev. Atzvos and atzvos are related. Because the neshama is being rebelled against by an otzev. So Mimela, he has this problem. Now listen to how he teaches. Simple teach is until when does the lazy man stay in bed? He teaches, what's the alignment? Atoha etzel, shatatzarach lishnaharben. Lazy man, you gotta get a good night's sleep, you can't get up. Admasai tishkav, what's the alignment? Admasai timer lahaba eshkaiv. How long do you say, I'm going to sleep soon? That's what he teaches. Admasai tishkav, until when are you saying, I'll go to sleep. Just do it, go to sleep. I'll tell you my ech bislach masai. Don't think it doesn't matter when you get up. You say, I'm going to sleep late anyway. Go to bed early. And a person is even allowed to skip parts of davening to daven with the tzibur. Now here I must add to you a beautiful taich that the darshan, the darshanim say. There's an idea that says in this Divri Yecheskel, the Chassidish Divri Yecheskel has a very nice thought. He says an idea which is many take that the way you go to sleep is the way you go get up. If you go to sleep with kedusha, you're able to get up. The importance of Kriya Shva Alamita is that you should go to sleep with a sense of neshama. If you sense neshama when you go to sleep, so that's the last thing you're conscious of. So then when you wake up, you'll sense neshama. You'll get up for davening. You'll get up for learning. You won't have a hard time. If you go to sleep with tzchayk and kalas reish, you go to sleep with narishkeit. Chazal asered going to sleep with music. Specific iser in Shulchan Aruch. To go to sleep, kederach ha-malachim. Like the kings, Chazal say the kings sleep latest in the morning. But they get up 9 o'clock, the Gemara says, which is the latest. But Chazal, it's important how you go to sleep. That's the way you get up. So they paraphrase in the beautiful way that all the Chassidish Sfarim paraphrase words of Chazal. It says by Jews, Hayoyim Hoylech Achar Alayla. Simply put, it means by Goyim, day on the calendar it's day and then night. By Yidden, it's night and then day. So they say by Jews, Hayoyim Hoylech Achar Alayla. The way you go to sleep at night, that's the way you get up. If you go to sleep the right way, then you get up the right way. The morning goes, if you go to sleep, when you're supposed to go to sleep, you go to sleep with a sense of kedusha, with tech learning, then you're able to get up the right way. If you go to sleep, then at the right time, then a person can get up at the right time. So that's his spin, I guess, on this Mishnah. That on this pasuk on Masai Otzel Tishkov. Until when do you say you're going to sleep? Just go to sleep, and then you'll be able to get up in the morning. All right, we didn't finish quite the Mishnah. There's one more piece, and we'll get to it tomorrow night.